Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2x the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18 plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8/6/25 and 1/5/26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.
Moncrief on News Talk.
Here we go again. According to a survey in the UK, a majority of people, a narrow one albeit, don't think Die Hard is a Christmas movie. And curiously, the likes of Macaulay Culkin and even Bruce Willis himself agree with this assessment. Esther McCarthy is here to tell us why they're all wrong. Good afternoon, Esther.
It's starting to feel a lot like the annual Die Hard debate, John.
Yes, it is, isn't it?
Now, it's Macaulay, a Christmas tradition in itself.
It is. And Macaulay Culkin's point was that if you had said Die Hard on St. Patrick's Day, it wouldn't affect the movie at all. It would be exactly the same movie, except maybe you'd see more people wearing green.
Yeah, but it's set during Christmas Eve. It's got Frank Sinatra on the soundtrack, Sean, for God's sake. And I mean, at one point, Bruce Willis writes on a dead terrorist sweater, "Now I have a machine gun, ho, ho, ho." What could be more festive than that, I would argue. Look, it was originally released in 1998 in the summer in the States. And we had to wait till March 1989. It was back in the day when you'd be waiting months and months for films to get released. So it was never pitched towards a Christmas audience or a festive audience. Having said that, I think over the years, it has become an absolute Christmas tradition for people to go. I know the Lighthouse in Dublin shows it as part of their Naughty and Nice programme every year. And Die Hard is always one of the first films to sell out, you know?
That's so interesting because, yeah, so the makers of the film, and that includes Bruce Willis, who just said, you know, he just said it's a Bruce Willis film, not a Christmas movie. They didn't intend it to be that. But I suppose the people who watched it wanted it to be a Christmas movie, even though tonally it's quite different to most other things you'd associate with a Christmas movie.
It is. But I mean, it is about a man who will ultimately do anything for his family. So it is an R-rated action movie that does involve a lot of weaponry, but I would suggest that there's love and humility and all of the festive important stuff at the core of that, you know. Yeah. Incidentally, actually, both the director, John McTiernan, and the writer, Stephen Souza, have said that they would consider it a Christmas film. So they've bowed to public opinion. But the survey you mentioned now, it was a very narrow difference. It was 44% of people taking part in a survey for the British Board of Film Classification, which has brought this back into the news, said they didn't think it was, but 38% said yes. 5% said it was their favourite Christmas film. Huh. And to me, the real weirdos are the 17% who are undecided and don't have an opinion on this film.
Maybe they've never seen it, Esther. Could you imagine that?
Yeah, I have actually, you know what, I'm way, way overdue a second viewing. I remember seeing it at first and thinking, gosh, I've never seen an action film quite like this. It's quite violent in places, and it started, I think, it was a little punctuation point in kind of mainstream American cinema, in that it kind of brought violence to the mainstream. And I remember watching it, kind of my jaw dropping with some of the scenes in it, and thinking, this is fantastic. Bruce Willis was already a star with that TV show he was in, but now he's going to be a megastar. He's even made a white vest fashionable, you know?
Yeah.
And it felt like a minute and a moment, I think, in cinema history, and it really has stood up over the years. I think the people who reject it as a Christmas film probably do it on the basis that there is a bit of violence in it, a bit of cinematic violence, and that doesn't really sit with some people in terms of what the spirit of a Christmas film should be, you know. I think that's probably why it's become an argument.
Yeah, and actually, as somebody points out, his wife is called Holly, so maybe there's a clue there. Someone's texting in to say, I have never seen it. It's Love Actually on the Holiday for me. Maybe you shouldn't see it then. Also, this is an interesting point. Lethal Weapon is also set at Christmas.
Isn't that funny? And that hasn't become an annual debate. Isn't that interesting? Yeah, that's gas.
Yeah.
For me, the best Christmas film is Bad Santa, so I suppose that tells you a lot about me as a person.
Yeah, it's a great movie, though.
And also, I would argue, when you get past all the sex and swearing, it is about the true meaning of Christmas, like a man who is jaded with life and has given up hope, but ultimately meets this little boy and loves him so much that he's willing to risk his own life for him. So I think it's an absolute, when you get past all the bold stuff,
yeah,
there's a lovely Christmas message at the heart of it all.
Oh my God. Somebody says the best Christmas movie ever is Rambo First Blood. If you look really carefully, when the police station is being shot to bits, there's a wee Christmas tree in there. That's somebody who's watched it more than once.
Now, even for me. I would say it only feels like Christmas to me when Some Like It Hot comes on the telly. And I don't think there's a sprig of holly or a piece of tinsel in it. But it is, you know, I think clever programmers put it on at Christmas every year. The BBC put it on 1 year on Christmas Eve. And myself and the hubby decided, you know what, we won't bother going into town getting presents. Let's just actually stop and take a breath and sit here and watch Some Like It Hot for 2 hours instead. And it was the best Christmas Eve ever.
Yeah, absolutely. Have your, you know, I know you always have a list of your favourite Christmas films. Has that changed over time?
You know, again, a non-Christmas film that's become an absolute sign that it's Christmas for me is Paddington 2.
Yeah.
It is one of the greatest films of all time. And it is, it's not Christmas for me until I see Hugh Grant doing his prison dance and until I hear Brendan Gleeson beautifully mispronounce the word marmalade. To me, that's a sign of Christmas. In fact, it came on over the weekend and I looked and said, isn't it still November? And then I went, oh, actually, it was actually a sign to me that I need to start getting my Christmas shopping organised.
Yeah.
When Paddington 2 came on, I think it was on Saturday on telly.
Yeah. And actually, yeah, someone says The Sound of Music is our favourite Christmas movie. Was that even set at Christmas? I can't remember now.
No, there's not. It's set during World War II. It's not a festive film in any sense, but to me, it is an absolute Christmas film as well.
Yeah.
As is Willy Wonka. I don't think Willy Wonka is dressing up as Santa or anything at any moment in the film. But again, that just screams Christmas to me. I think it's about sentimentality and your own childhood memories, I think, and your own connections to what time of year you watch the film.
Yeah.
And that's a very powerful thing, you know. And I think it's interesting that the survey did actually, the British Board of Film Classification did vote Home Alone as the best Christmas film. I'm good with that, you know.
Yeah.
And that ticks all the boxes. It has gunfire and also it really is about the whole spirit of Christmas and told through the eyes of a child. Macaulay Culkin was so brilliant in it. And that video clip with that scene, that extended scene where he fools the two burglars with the use of video and audio clips and the help of a blowtorch, you know, bit of Bruce Willis in there. And I think that should be played on loop forever. It's just one of the funniest scenes you'll ever see in a Christmas movie, I think.
Esther, thanks a million as ever. That was Esther McCarthy there. Somebody else says Casablanca is a great Christmas watch, which it is. But that and The Sound of Music, it seems to be the common thread at Christmas seems to be Nazis.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.
Hey, football fans, Drew Brees here. Kroger Play and Owner's Box have teamed up for the next generation of daily fantasy sports. First-time players can get $25 in free entries, plus 250 fuel points. And you can score all season long with 2 times the fuel points for every dollar spent to use at Kroger Fuel Centers. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Void where prohibited. Eligibility restrictions apply. 18-plus in most eligible states, but age varies by jurisdiction. Offer is valid between 8-6-25 and 1-5-26. Terms apply. See full terms and conditions at ownersbox.com/footballfuelpointstc.